For aposematic coloration to be effective, it can't be lethal to the predator, but only make it really, really sick. That way, the predator can learn to avoid the toxic animal. The use of bright colors to warn predators has resulted in some complex coevolution involving multiple species. One example is Mullerian mimicry, or when a poisonous species mimic each other. Or when a bunch of poisonous species mimic each other. So an example is seen here at left with the many species of Heliconius butterflies. Rather than each toxic butterfly coming up with a different pattern to warn predators, many species have converged on a similar look with orange, yellow, and black dominating the color pattern. All the 8 Heliconius butterflies you see there are different species. By doing this, many species benefit from a predator learning the toxic color pattern of just one. You can also observe Mullerian mimicry among bees and wasps that share the familiar yellow and black striping, and the many species of coral snake that display a combination of black, yellow, and red. Indeed, it is no accident that red and orange are employed as warning colors across many species, including humans. There's a reason why stop signs are red. There is pressure on non-toxic organisms to adopt warning coloration, mimicry, even if they are not actually toxic. This is known as Batesian mimicry, when a non-toxic organism mimics a toxic one. The idea is that by adopting a similar color pattern, the non-toxic mimic is protected from predation because predators have learned to avoid eating the toxic species or the model. Obviously, for Batesian mimicry to have its protective effect, the non-toxic species must be much less common than the toxic one. Otherwise, predators would more frequently encounter and eat the non-toxic species and never learn to avoid it. There are many examples, including king snakes that mimic coral snakes and viceroy butterflies that mimic monarchs. Mimicries of both kinds are extremely common in the tropics because of the enormous diversity of species. In fact, mimicry is responsible for the misidentification of many species of insect that so closely resemble another species, they even fool the entomologists.